भगवते वासुदेवाय senses, a lot of things, and the flags are there. It's like Ratnaitra festival. Festoons and Alankritam. Decorated. Sragbhi. With braids. With Chitramalya. Charming flowers.
With charming flowers.
Manju.
Manju.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Sinja.
Sinja.
Ami.
Ami.
Sat and Grihi.
Sat and Grihi.
Bees.
Bees.
Dukula.
Dukula.
Fine cloth.
Fine cloth.
Kshoma.
Kshoma.
Linen.
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 Kaushiyai.
Kaushiyai.
Of silk cloth.
Of silk cloth.
Nana.
Nana.
Various.
Various.
Vastrayi.
Vastrayi.
With tapestries.
Tapestries.
Virajitam.
Virajitam.
Embellished.
Embellished.
Embellished. Translation. Castle was fully equipped with all necessary paraphernalia, and it was pleasing in all seasons. It was decorated all around with flags, festoons, and artistic work of variegated colors. It was further embellished with wreaths of charming flowers that attracted sweetly human bees, and with tapestries of linen, silk, and various other fabrics. There is no purport in this. When you go to text 16, upari upari vinyasta nilayeshu prithak prithak kshipataihi kashipubhihi kantam paryanka vyajano sanaihi. The palace looked charming with beds, coaches, fans, and seats, all separately arranged in seven stories. Purport. It is understood from this verse that the castle had many stories. The word upari upari vinyasta indicate that skyscrapers are not newly invented. Even in those days, millions of years ago, the idea of building many storied houses was curious. They contained not merely one or two rooms, but many different apartments, and each was completely decorated with cushions, bedsteads, sitting places, and carpet. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Today is Ratha Yatra, huh? In Puri. Then we will speak a little bit this verse, and after we can speak a little bit about Jagannath Swami. Then here we have seen that Devahuti's lamentation is called. This verse is called Devahuti's lamentation. This chapter is called Devahuti's lamentation. Then Devahuti, she was princess, and then after doing so many austerities, she was in goodness, huh? She was in goodness. Then she didn't want to meet Kardama Muni in. As an ascetic lady, she wanted all to be nicely done, and that is the Vedic culture is meant to do everything in goodness. And here we can see that Kardama Muni, he was an ascetic. Then by his mystic power, he could make very nice arrangements. We can see for this Vedic marriage they were married before, huh? They were married before. According to the Vedic culture, when couple they get married, before this was in Satya Yuga, they would do austerities for many years, both of them. Then after some time, there is union to get children. Then, before this union, they tried, Kardama Muni, he was conscious of this, and she was also conscious also of this. Because in ancient time, there was training on these things, you know. The Then when one finishes brahmacharya life, then before going into the grihastha ashram, he would get trained how to go into the grihastha ashram. And the girls also were trained. The girls were trained by their either sister, big sister, mother, or an old lady. She would train them. And in this way, nothing is done blindly. They are prepared. It's like if you have class and you are not prepared, you just sit. Okay. If you have some knowledge before, it's okay, but if your mind is blank, then you flew. Huh? And similarly, there was training before. And this is not seen now in Kali Yuga. It's not at all seen. There are many problems are there. Many problems because there was no training on this. See here, it was like Ratetra festival. Flags were there, flowers, charming flowers, sweet bees were there. Sometimes also, the city created very nice atmosphere, flowers are there, everything is there. Because the atmosphere can affect our mind. If there is good atmosphere, then everything get nicely. But if the atmosphere is not good, it's not, then the union is affected. The children, the wife also get affected. She got a lot of frustration. Is there? And we see this is today. Many people are frustrated. Many because there is not all this training. Then here they were in castle, and this castle was fully equipped. And it was pleasing in all seasons. The heat and cold is also disturbing for the body. Then everything was very, very pleasing for all the season. Then it was, yeah, this I said, bees, flower, and everything. And here in today's verse, it is explained that the beds were also very nice, couches, fans, seats, and there were 7 stories. And Prabhupada here, he explained that this was before, because we think now that we are very much advanced in today's civilization. We have so many skyscrapers, but this is not newly invented, as Prabhupada said here. This was before, millions of years ago. It was there. Many rooms are there. And you will see after, in this part is very interesting, you know. You will see after, there will be also many ladies helping Devahuti to dress and take care of her body. This is still in many, this culture is still there in many countries. In the third world countries is still there. In India is still there. Like the lady, she come with 4 or 5 ladies around her friends at the time of marriage. Then the same is happening here. This to help to pacify the mind of Devahuti, because psychologically then she need to be pacified. And many rooms were there. These rooms, if that there were different things in these rooms. Did not explain that. Like different rooms, different. Then, and we explained last time when I gave class, remember? About the opposite of this. What was the opposite? Deity. Remember deity? Huh? Deity and Kashyapa Muni. This did not happen in the other case. You see, the Bhagavatam is giving us two opposite stories, two opposite or events are there. With deity, this was not there. It was done quickly in one corner. Then the consequences were very terrible. You know? They get two demons are there instead of getting nice children. Krishna conscious children, then you get them. Deity, when she knew this, she kept the children for 100 years. She didn't want to give them birth because she knew that they will just cause trouble to others. But now we don't do all things. Then, today is Ratayatra, the Ganat Ratayatra. We have, in India, we have four dhams are there. We have the Ganat Puri, we have South India, there is Balaji, we have Dwarka, and we have the Himalaya, Badrinath. Then these are different incarnations according to different times, Satya, Yoga, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali. And the Lord is doing different pastimes, different places. Balaji, what is his pastimes? Balaji, he counting money, he wants Lakshmi money. See, millions of rupees come there every day. People, they come. They say, you know a little bit about Balaji? Huh? Balaji is doing this. But Jagannath Swami is not doing this. What is it? What is the pastime of Jagannath Swami? He's just eating. 56 times he's eating. He's very hungry. Not hungry. His pastime is he's preaching through prasada to other living entities. He's and those who cook for like normally you can see that in Jagannath Puri, those who cook, those who they eat fish, mostly they are not Vaishnavas. They are sometimes Shivais. Because Jagannath Swami is worshipped by different, by the Vaishnavas, by the Shivais, by the Ganapatis. Those even he, there is one festival, Jagannath Swami, he takes the form of Ganesh. Then Jagannath is so merciful, he's called Patita Pavan. And he has also Muslim devotees are there. Many stories are there about Muslim devotees. We have Haridas Thakur. And one day I was in Jagannath Puri. I just come to India, my first year, 96. Then I said, I want to see Jagannath Swami. I was a foreigner. At that time, I don't speak Hindi at that time. Then I was thinking, oh, what I do? I let my beard grow a little bit. Then I took one old dhoti and I entered. One person was near me. I met him. He was from Ramanuja Acharya. Then he was with me. Then they didn't check me at all. And I entered, so I went inside. And the pujari came to me. And he gave me tulsi leaf. Then I gave 10 rupees. And I was shaking inside because it's big. Jagannath is big. Then this person, He was trying to speak with me in English inside. I didn't want to speak with him in English. I was kind of afraid. And we went to the place where Prasadam was there. And I went out. Then I went to Lokanath Swami and the Maharaj. I tell him the story. He told me, "No, you didn't trick Jagannath. Jagannath wants to see you." He told me like this, "Maharaj, look at the Swami." Then Jagannath Swami, there is the story why Jagannath Swami he become shrinkled like this. This is written in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. One day, Krishna, he was in Dwarka. He was in Dwarka. Then, Narad Muni, you know the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Narad Muni, he went to see different devotees. He wanted to know which devotee is the greatest devotee. Then he started with the in the earth. He went to Indra first. Then Indra said, "No, I'm not the biggest devotee." Narada Muni came, "You are the biggest devotee." Indra said, "No, I'm not the biggest devotee. Go to Brahma." He went to Brahma. Brahma also said, "No, I'm not the greatest devotee. Go to Brahma Loka is what?
Lord Shiva.
Go to Lord Shiva. Said, "Go to Lord Shiva." Then Lord Shiva, he become angry. "Das asmi, das I am servant. He said, "Go higher." Then he went to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, he went to Shri, to Hanuman. Hanuman, no, Hanuman coming around. Vaikuntha, there was, he went to some devotees in Vaikuntha, I forgot who. Then he, Prahlad, he said, "You see, I didn't do so much me, I just meditate. Just with the meditation, I did any service for Krishna. Go to Hanuman. Hanuman is the greatest than me. He, because Krishna, he wants from us some practical service, you know. We just sit and meditate or chant Hare Krishna. It's not enough. We have to do some practical service for Krishna." Then he said, go to Hanuman. And Hanuman, he did great practical service for Ram. He fought against Ram. And then he went to Hanuman. I'm going to quick, huh? Then he went to Hanuman. And Hanuman, he said, "Look now, Treta Yuga is finished. And Ram, he left me. Look, I am crying, I am alone." Hanuman is still now in the Himalaya. Hanuman is with Abhyas. He's still there to come to the next. He said, "Go to the Pandavas. Now Krishna has just come. And the Pandavas are most fortunate. Why? Because Krishna, he comes, he's their messenger, he's every time with Yudhishthira Maharaj." Then they went to, Narada Muni went to the Pandavas. Then the Pandavas, he said, "The war is finished, Kurukshetra war, go to Dwarka, Uddhava." Uddhava is the greatest devotee. Then he went there. Uddhava was with Krishna. In Dwarka was sitting. Then, Krishna, when he was, Rukmini was complaining. She said, "Oh, Krishna, when he sleeps, he is every time saying Radhi, Radhi at night. What about me? Who is this Radharani?" Then, there was Uddhava was there. Balaram was there. Subhadra was there. Devaki was also there. Yashoda was not there. Devaki was there. And the mother of Kamsa was there. The mother of Kamsa. I forgot his name. Who knows her name? She said, this Krishna is just thinking about Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. This Yashoda, she's not very good. She has child and she leave him go without shoes. What kind of mother she is? She starts just but Krishna, he, when he awake, he was there, not awake. He was hearing all what's going on. Then you know, he starts saying, to, what is his name? This, that? You don't know. Forgot his name. She was, okay, we don't know. Then, they start speaking about Vrindavan. Devaki starts speaking about Vrindavan. Then Krishna, he changed his mood. Normally in Dwarka, Krishna is king. And he went out, he became, he just was thinking about Vrajvasis, Vrindavan. Then, cries, everyone starts crying because they got Krishna changed completely. He was king, then he's more changed, and in Dwarka, they become very much disturbed, the people. They never see. It's like if you have some king, the king of, I don't know, Australia, then suddenly he starts rolling on the ground, he become. Then people, they said, what happened? He become crazy, is he, ghost is there. Then Brahma came, the cries were going everywhere, he reached Brahma, Brahma came. And Narada was getting very much afraid. He said, my God, all this is happening because of me. I put Krishna in this situation, what should we do? Then, after this, Balaram, he suggested one thing, or Brahma, Brahma or Balaram. They said, what we will do, we will make some dolls of Yashoda, Radharani, in the beach, near Krishna, and Balaram will call, will awake Krishna, 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 let's go to the Yamuna, because in Dwarka there is the sea, let's go there and swim. And Brahma, he called Vishvakarma, then he did everything. Then Krishna, Balaram start calling Krishna, hey Krishna, Krishna, wake up, wake up. Let's go to the Yamuna swim. Then Krishna, he opened his eyes. He saw Yashoda was there as a doll, huh? Made by Vishvakarma. Then he come to consciousness. Then after this, they prepare one rat. This rat, that's a Ratayatra story. Then Balaram become Baladev, Subhadra was there, and Krishna was, he was still shrunken, you know, like this. Then they, in the Brihas Bhagavatam, the whole story is not there, the full, just giving this, but this same story is given in other books. Then, first the Sudarshan, then when Krishna wake up, they took him to Kurukshetra like this. They take first, in the Ratayatra is Sudarshan Chakra goes first. Then after this, who goes next? Balaram. Balaram Ursimo, then Subhadra, then Jagannath. Then they go like this in that is the story, one story of Ratayatra. How Jagannath, he is Krishna. He is. Then we have also the story of Indradyumna. Indradyumna Maharaj. This happened in Satya Yoga, huh? There was one the king was there and he sent his minister. There was one deity, Nilamadhava. It was in Jagannath Puri. And this Nilamadhava deity, it was very, very beautiful. Then this Indradyumna Maharaj, he sent his minister to look for this deity. Then the minister, he come to one, it's called the Sabaris. Huh? The Sabaris, they are still the one who take care of Jagannath Swami since long time. They are taking care of Jagannath. Now, these Sabaris, they are not very high caste people. Then he came, then he invited this Sabari. His name is Vishwa. This minister was hungry. He wants some to eat something. Then he brought for him this Mahaprasad of Nilamadhava. Then this minister became very surprised. He said, how is it? You are just poor person and are offering me. He took this Mahaprasad. So tasty and very nice Mahaprasad. How is it that? He said, yeah, there is Nilamadhava is there. And even sometimes the demigods, they come and worship this guy, this deity. Then suddenly, he asked him, I want to see this deity. Then once he went there to see the deity, Nilamadhava, he disappeared. Then he started lamenting. Then he come back, he told to the king. Then Brahma, he told him, you take, don't worry, this deity will manifest again. Then you know the story. You know the story? Or I have to say it. They get this wood, this log, big woods, and Vishwakarma, he came. Brahma, he said, Vishwakarma, he will start making Jagannath, this three deities. But on one condition, you should not disturb him whilst he was working. Then they did this, but Indradyumna, he was every time coming and hearing, and he was here, tak, 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 tak. This carpenter was working. But one day he came in, he was hearing no noise was there. Second day, no noise. Third day, he was thinking, what's happening? He just opened the door and he answered. And he saw Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. He started lamenting. He said, oh, the deities are not, they are not fit, they didn't finish. Jagannath has no hand. Jagannath, has no feet. He has hand, but they are shrinking. Then, he became very unhappy. And while he was sleeping, then he got dream. He said, in the dream, it came, don't worry. This is the real form of the Lord. Then Jagannath has big eyes. It is Krishna in ecstasy, you know. When Krishna, this happened also in Vrindavan. When Krishna got in ecstasy, he's this also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri. Then also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the end, he stayed in this Jagannath Puri. He would also have his limb changing. That's his Krishna Prema. When Krishna Prema happened, then this the limb starts shrinking, the body becomes different. Because Krishna's body is spiritual. Krishna has many hands, he can shrink his hand, he can. Then this form of Jagannath is Jagannath is Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radharani. is Radha. He came in the form of Radharani. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed 24 years in Jagannath Puri, and he came to test and give this to all other living entities. It's only in this Kali Yuga that we can get this Madhurya Rasa. You can get it only, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching, is to gradually bring us to this Madhurya Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself tested and preached this. Then Jagannath Swami, he comes from Jagannath Puri to Gundicha. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Jagannath Swami is with Lakshmi there. Then he has to leave Lakshmi. And Gundicha is Vrindavan. See? There is a lot of... it's very confidential pastime. Jagannath Swami, he becomes sick. We heard the story of Radha Jivan Prabhu. He told us this. With his name Madhava, this Brahmin who was having this sickness. Huh? You remember the story? Told us how there is one Brahmin, he was very sick. What was the sickness? Anghari or... this sickness was there and he could not go. His skin was... He would go to bathroom many times, he said. Huh? And Jagannath Swami would come to see him. Then the question was asked, why Jagannath Swami does not just give him some... just take up out his sickness? Huh? Yeah, if you are sick, Krishna can do this, no? Just take out your sickness. You are no more sick. That the question was asked, why? He was just coming to give him darshan. He has to go out from the temple and come. Well, don't think that Jagannath Swami does not go out. Huh? Sometimes we think that the murti is just a stone. We don't have this faith that the murti can speak, can walk. But we have many stories, Vaishnava stories, and that the murti can walk. Like the Shakshi Gopala, and the Brahmin who want to marry, he came. The murti can go out also. Then Jagannath Swami, why he would have to go out and not just make some miracle? Prabhupada said, you know, the Christians, they believe in miracles. Once I was in Africa, when you go there, the first things the local people, they say, can you do some miracle? But Prabhupada said, no, we don't believe in miracle. There is processes there. Process? Is it process? If you do something, process is not miracle. You have to understand how this is happening. It's not blindly we believe in miracles. No. A process is there. Then Jagannath Swami also, he didn't want to make this Brahmin blue, and his sickness is gone. No, he would come. And after, he said, okay, you are sick, I will become sick also for 15 days. Yes, huh? He said something like this, Radha Jivan Prabhu. You remember?
Yeah.
You know? What is the name of the Brahmin?
Madhavadas.
What is his sickness?
Sangrini.
Sangrini. Sangrini. What else he said?
There was some Sanchit Prarabdha which he had.
Yeah, Sanchit Prarabdha. What means Sanchit Prarabdha?
Leftover karma.
Some leftover karma, yeah?
Lord gets sick for 15 days in memory of...
You see, I'm not speaking lie. Huh? What according to memory of this Brahmin, Jagannath Swami becomes sick. Sangharini, huh? You remember Brahmachari Sang? If you want to remember, you cut it to two. You make sun and Greeny. Sun, greedy. Sun, you cut. Then it comes in the mind. Not only Brahmacharya, everyone. You can remember Sun, greedy. Yeah, then Jagannath Swami becomes sick. I find this story nice because I never heard it from anyone. Why Jagannath got sick. Then Jagannath has his pastimes with his devotees. Then he got sick. Then once he's sick, he's isolated. One pujari, one person can see him, not everyone. For 15 days, in Paris we used to write letters for Jagannath. Letters. You do this also here? We'll write, oh Jagannath, huh? You do?
The children always make cards.
Yeah, we used to write, Jagannath is really coming from the heart. Really, we are missing you. We used to see you because, and now for 15 days, how are you? And Jagannath, he drink juices, lot of juice. They make in Paris, it was like this. We used to make for him teas, different tea, herbal tea. Huh? And Jagannath like, see, when you are sick, it's good time, huh? Yeah, it's good time, you do not eat, you don't, because when Jagannath go out, everyone is praying, hey Jagannath, I have this problem, I have that problem, yeah? He's sick, he gets Om Shanti. He gets peace for 1 week or for 2 weeks. No one see him. There was one story where I was. I will come to what I was speaking about. There was one yogi one day. Big yogi. He has so much mystic power. And he heard about Jagannath one day. He said, let me go to Jagannath Puri. I'm going getting darshan of Jagannath Swami. I will get darshan of him. Then, he by his mystic power, blah, he was in Jagannath Puri. Then he went, see, yogi, big yogi, not yogis. You have to be very careful with yogis, you know, they get quickly angry, like Durvasa Muni. Then he came to the temple, he want to see Jagannath, he didn't see Jagannath, was not there. Hey, where is Jagannath? Jagannath is sick. You cannot see him. He said, what? I am a yogi. Whatever I want, I will do. He said, no, sir, you cannot see the Jagannath. You have to wait for 15 days. He didn't want to wait. He said, I will not wait. The king came and you were all afraid. The king said, the king of Jagannath Puri, huh? He said, no, sir, you cannot see Jagannath. He said, this is very strict. No one can see. Then this yogi, he said, I will use my mystic power and I will get darshan of Jagannath. Then, this is a real story, huh? I read this in one book. Then he transformed himself into a bee. He became bee. And you know in the room, there is the key. The keys before, they were big keys, huh? Like, then he tried to enter from this hole of the key, he entered there. And he was thinking, oh, like. But once he entered, there was one flower. Flower, very nice flower, lotus flower. And honey was there. But the bee, she was very much attracted to the flower. He wanted to go there, but the bee, he never gets darshan of Jagannath Swami. He could not get. Then he was completely. Then we get darshan of Jagannath Swami, only if he want to give us darshan. Then yeah, I was seeing Jagannath Swami, I speak about sickness, huh? I was speaking about Gundicha temple. Then Lakshmi become very upset when Krishna goes to Gundicha. She becomes 15 days. He stayed in Gundicha for 15 days. He stayed. It depends. Sometimes the Ratayatra is in one day. It depends how much time. It's only 3 kilometers. the title, but sometimes Jagannath can't reach next day. Then Lakshmi become very, very upset when he goes there to Gundicha. Because Lakshmi cannot enter Vrindavan. She's not able. Why? Because she's in too much Aishwarya Bhav. Aishwarya Bhav means nice clothes, nice, I am Lakshmi, I am. And Lakshmi, she's still now doing tapasya in one forest in Vrindavan. You remember the name?
Srivan.
It's not Van, it's Van. Van. Van it becomes. Yeah, Sri, like Vrinda. Van, no, we can see Van or Vrindavan. Yeah, Srivan. Srivan or other, there are two names are there. Bhandirvan, yeah. Bhandirvan. She's doing still tapasya there, she's eating khichdi only.
Khichdi,
no? Morning, you like the khichdi, huh? Nice khichdi morning. It's very you can digest it nicely. Then she's eating khichdi there because one day there was Rasa Lila. And she said, oh, I am Lakshmi, I can enter there. I said, stop. You cannot go into the Rasa Lila. And why? The story is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One day, Venkatesh, I don't remember who, he asked the question. Venkatesh, he was Narayan devotee. Worshipping who? Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Then the question was, he said, you are worshipping Narayan, but if really Narayan he's the better than Krishna, why Lakshmi was attracted to Krishna? The question was asked, why? She was really, because Lakshmi, when she saw Krishna, she forgets both Narayan. And anyone who sees Krishna, he forgets about everything. Then she was after Krishna. Then this question was there. She was no more attracted to Narayan. Then she wanted to enter Vrindavan, but she could not enter. Then she's doing tapasya there, Lakshmi. Then there is one story. We will end a little bit with story. One day, Jagannath Swami and Baladev and Subhadra, Lakshmi was also there. And there was complaint against Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she was having one devotee, but he was not a Brahmin. He was from lower caste. And one day Lakshmi, she went there and she ate prasadam there. He invited her. Then Jagannath Swami and Baladev Subhadra said, no, no, we cannot associate with you now. You are very contaminated. You have eaten prasadam in one person. He is not from very higher caste. You cannot come into the temple. You should go out. You cannot go like this and eat outside. This is true, huh? We cannot eat outside, huh? We only eat Krishna prasad. Then Lakshmi was no more there. Then if there is no Lakshmi, what happened? They become poor. Jagannath Swami, Baladev, Subhadra, no more Lakshmi, no more. They were very hungry. So Jagannath, he eats a lot. No more food. And the temple was... Then one day they were both, Jagannath Swami and Baladev, very, very hungry. They said, let's go out. Then they went out looking for food. Then there was one person, he was from lower class. They were so much hungry that they entered there and started eating. Then Lakshmi, she caught them and said, you see, they are also eating from... Then Lakshmi came back. This is okay. Now we are no more looking at this. Then Jagannath Swami, the cooks are not. not from the high class, you know. Also, there is a story, one day Ramanujacharya, he came to, you know, Ramanujacharya, wherever he would go, he would change everything. He was, see, the, if you go to South India, if you go there, and you have been to South India, temples, they offer khichdi there, not khichdi, some prasad, rice and this. If they see you chanting your mantra, Gayatri mantra, we do in ISKCON, before prasadam, you are very much criticized. They have very, very high standard of how to chant Gayatri, how to sit facing the right direction. Then Ramanujacharya in South India, still now in South India, they have very high standard, you know, comparing to yes, huh? Yes or no? Yes, very high standard. They are very strict and they are doing this in good. We ISKCON, we are not in that standard as they. Then Ramanujacharya, he came to Jagannath Puri, he saw the standard. Oh my God, he became shocked. Is cooking for Jagannath, what's going on? He said, I will change this, everything I will change. He decided next day, I will change everything. Then he went to sleep. He slept. Then next day he wake up, you know where he was? He was 300, 400 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Swami, by his mistake, he throw him out from Jagannath. He understood. He said, no, better keep the standard as it is. Jagannath Swami does not want, because Kali Yuga is the, he know that Kali Yuga is a big mess is there. Then who can follow this higher standard and also Jagannath Swami has many devotees, like from Muslim background, from then he does not care. He is Jagannath. He's even Jagannath Swami, when he goes in the Ratha Yatra, you see, everyone can take can take part of his Ratha Yatra. Everyone can take. Normally, those who carry the Lord, you see, they have to have taken bath, have nice clothes, raisin head. Those one like during the Chandan Yatra or Chulan Yatra, when you take the deities, those Brahmin has to be. But Jagannath Swami, he does not care for all this. We can see his Rasika Bhakta or his Mahabhagavat Bhakta. And one once come to that standard, more devotion is there, then he does not see all this higher standard. There is story. Prabhupada, one day he was in the Mayapur, and he said to his many disciples were there. He said to them, "Okay, once you go to the Ganga, you should put your gamsha. You cannot swim there without the gamsha." Devotees said, "Okay." Then next day they were in Ganga. And Prabhupada wants to take bath there. He said, oh, the weather is... And the devotees also want to take a bath. Then Prabhupada said, okay, we take bath here. Then the devotee said, Prabhupada, we don't have gamsha. Prabhupada said, okay, it just go without the gamsha. They just went with their kupil, like this. In India, still you do this. But you see, according to time, circumstances, then the devotees, they may act in some different way. And sometimes we have not to be after the rules and the regulations. Sometimes, you know, Niya is called Niyamagra. Niyamagra. Then, and Jagannath Swami, he is doing this, he is Krishna, he is in the highest level of spiritual realization, but still he acts in such a way to benefit other living entities. Okay? Any question, any comment? Yes. You want to ask a question? Shri Radhishyam. It's written here.
I was trying to ask the question, you know, Indradhana Maharaj.
Yeah.
In the pastime of Jagannath and Indradhana Maharaj in Gajendra pastime.
Yeah.
Are they same or different?
No, they are different. Gajendra is different.
In the previous life is Indradhana.
They said in the previous life he was Indraduna. But he remembered his mantras. But in the who knows, in the Bhagavatam, are they the same? He said no. In the Bhagavatam, they are not explained the same. Many names are there in the Guna. Any other questions? You have something? Any question? No question? Okay. Nitai Gora Paramananda. Hari Hari Om.